Welcome to Music History Monday for November 12th, 2018. I'm Bob Greenberg, and the title of this week's podcast is A Birthday, Some Critters, and a Fern. On November 12th, 1945, 73 years ago today, the singer, songwriter, guitarist, pianist, producer, director, screenwriter, humanitarian, entrepreneur, inventor, and environmentalist, Neil Percival Young, was born in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Up front, I would tell you that Maestro Neil Young has been part of my life since my coming of age, which I count to 1966 when I was 12 years old. His songs, his voice, his guitar work and the bands in which he has played helped to define my teenage years and, as such, my lasting musical sensibilities. His work with Buffalo Springfield from 1966 to 68, Crazy Horse from 1968 to 69, Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young from 1969 to 1970, and his acoustic work in the early 70s remains, for me, some of the best folk rock and rock and roll ever played and recorded. Just for the heck of it, I point out that Young entered and then worked in the United States illegally and only received his green card in 1970, making him one of the countless illegal aliens who have gone on to enrich the American cultural gene pool. Just saying. Oh, and another parenthetical observation. On October 31st, 2018, 12 days ago, Young admitted to having married the 57-year-old actress Daryl Hannah earlier this year, making him, in my opinion, a very lucky 73-year-old. Again, just saying. There's no need to talk about Neil Young's success. His albums have spent so much time on the US and UK charts that he should have a penthouse suite atop them both. And there's really no need to extensively detail the honors he has received, which include membership in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and being ranked 34th on Rolling Stone magazine's 100 Greatest Rock and Roll Artists of All Time. Oh, how I hate these stupid lists. Why shouldn't Young be ranked number 33, or number 18, or number 10? It's all utterly arbitrary, except for the fact that Neil Young is indeed one of the great ones. But of all the honors Neil Young has received, none is greater, in my eyes, than one bestowed upon him in 2008. That was the year that Dr. Jason E. Bond, who at the time was an associate professor of biology at East Carolina University, named a new species of spider he had discovered in Jefferson County, Alabama, after Neil Young, calling it Myrmecophila Neil Youngi. Dr. Bond explained his choice this way, quote, "There are rather strict rules about how you name new species, and these rules are outlined in the International Code of Zoological Nomenclature. As long as these rules are followed, you can give a new species just about any name you please. With regards to Neil Young, I really enjoy his music and have had a great appreciation of him as an activist for peace and justice," unquote. Now, this is beyond cool. It is the ginchiest, which is, or at least was, the South Jersey word for beyond cool. It is also, on Dr. Bond's part, an example of the very highest degree of geekdom and something that reinforces my belief that in the end, the nerds shall inheriteth the earth. This same Dr. Jason E. Bond, who now teaches at Auburn University, has discovered 36 new spiders of the genus Aptosticus, which live in California. Having the naming rights to all of these species came in handy for Dr. Bond. When Stephen Colbert, announced on his show, The Colbert Report, the naming of Mirmikia Fila Neil Youngai in 2008, he indignantly complained that Bond had not named a spider after him. Bond heard and acted. On the August 6, 2008 edition of The Colbert Report, Colbert announced that Bond had indeed named a new species of spider after him, Aptostichus Stephan Colberti, said Colbert, and all I had to do was shamelessly beg on national television. Would we observe that the final T in Colbert's name is silent? So is the last T in Aptostichus Stephan Colberti. For our information, other new species of spider named by Jason Bond include Aptostichus Angelina Jolie-ai, Aptostichus Barack Obama-ai, Aptostichus Bono-ai, as in U2's Bono, Aptostichus Dorothea Lange, Aptostichus Penn Gillette-ai. Indeed, as I have discovered researching this post, an astonishing number of species have been named for famous people. Sticking strictly with musicians, here are a few more. David Bowie. The German arachnologist Peter Jaeger, the current head of arachnology, that is the study of spiders, at the Senckenberg Research Institute and Natural History Museum in Frankfurt, Germany, has discovered over 200 species of spiders. He dubbed one of them, a large yellow spider found in Malaysia, Heteropoda David Bowie-i, in honor of Bowie's 1972 album entitled The Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars, and his 1987 tour named The Glass Spider Tour. Radiohead. While the band Radiohead has sold more than 30 million albums, that's small change compared to having a species named for you. That's what Anna Yasovnik and Ted R. Schultz from the Smithsonian Institution's Ant Lab did when they discovered a new species of ant in a Venezuelan rainforest, naming it Sericomyrmex radioheadi. Their magnificently geeky explanation for the name is as follows, quote, "It's an acknowledgement of Radiohead's long-standing efforts in environmental activism, especially in raising climate change awareness, and in honor of their music, which is an excellent companion during long hours at the microscope while conducting taxonomic revisions of ants," unquote. Lady Gaga. In 2012, an entire genus of 19 different species of ferns was named for Lady Gaga. Kathleen Pryor, a Duke University biology professor and director of the Duke Herbarium, was the leader of the study that named the ferns. Quote, "We wanted to name this genus for Lady Gaga because of her fervent defense of equality and individual expression. And as we started to consider it, the ferns themselves gave us more reasons why it was a good choice," unquote. Yeah, among those reasons is the resemblance of the fern's reproductive stage to the heart-shaped Armani Privé outfit Lady Gaga wore for her performance at the 2010 Grammys. The clincher, though, was the discovery that the DNA base pairs of the ferns spelled out G-A-G-A. One of the ferns, Gaga Germanotta, was named for Lady Gaga's family name, which is Germanotta. Another species was dubbed Gaga Monstra Parva, which means literally monster little, in honor of Gaga's fans, who she refers to as little monsters. Beyoncé. You'd think that the Queen Bee would have a bee named after her, but no such luck. Instead, Scaptia Beyoncé A is a species of horsefly native to Queensland, Australia. The Commonwealth Scientific and Industrial Research Organization scientist Brian Lessard, who named the fly, did so because of its literally bootylicious golden-haired butt end. Pink Floyd. In 2017, a new species of shrimp discovered in the Gulf of Panama was described and named. The shrimp has a huge pink-red right claw. Amazingly, it hunts and kills with sound. By rapidly opening then snapping closed that claw, it creates a sound that can reach up to 210 decibels. To say that this is louder than a rock concert is an understatement. For human beings, 150 decibels is considered enough to burst our eardrums. And the threshold for death by sound is understood to be around 185 to 200 decibels. So back to the shrimp, whose 210 decibel snap is easily loud enough to kill small fish in its vicinity. Dr. Sammy DeGrave, the head of research at the Oxford University Museum of Natural History, named the shrimp Synalpheus Pink Floydi for his favorite band, Pink Floyd. Dr. DeGrave claims that the inspiration for the shrimp's name was the color of its huge, snapping claw, pink. In an interview, he pointed out that, quote, "The reference is to the line, 'By the way, which one of you is pink?' from the song, 'Have a Cigar,'" unquote. For our information, Dr. DeGrave and his colleagues named another species of shrimp, Elephantus jaggeri, after Mick Jagger. Bob Marley. Speaking of crustaceans, there is a blood-sucking fish parasite named Gnathia marleyi. It was discovered in the Caribbean in 2002 by a marine biologist named Paul Sickle. Sickle had the naming rights, and he named it after Marley because of his respect and admiration for Marley's music and because the species is, quote, "as uniquely Caribbean as was Marley," unquote. Oh, one more. Frank Zappa. Robert Bosmans and Jan Beausoleils discovered a new species of orb weaver spider in Cameroon in 1981. The markings under the spider's abdomen reminded them of Frank Zappa's legendary mustache, and thus the creature was named Pachygnatha Zappa. For our information, Frank Zappa also has a jellyfish named in his honor, Fialella zappai, as well as an entire fish genus called Zappa. Having said that, the spider is the only one of the three creatures that bears something of a resemblance to him. For all sorts of musical trivia, blogs, vlogs, and such, I would invite you to join me on Patreon at patreon.com/RobertGreenbergMusic. Thank you.